to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 132 on May 7th, 2016. Changing the world one ass at a time. Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing wonderfully. I have got an amazing podcast for you today. And I got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of ass to cover, a lot of ground. So let's jump in. Ruby, hope you're well. I read a really cool fact today and wanted to share it with you. It comes from the Playgirl.com blog and a survey they conducted. Quote, over 33% of straight males finger their ass when they masturbate. End quote. Thought you might like this or find it interesting. Absolutely, I like this and find it very interesting. Sounds like there's a fair amount of clandestine ass fingering going on, guys. And I support you 1,000% doing this. I think that's a totally awesome survey result, and it makes me smile. So thanks for sending that in. Okay, here's another one. Hi, Ruby. Our pegging journey continues. You've been kind enough to share our story into this part of our lives a few times on the podcast. I am the texter from podcast number 117. And now I'm at a new point and may need some advice. For our first few times, we've been using the Tantus Acute Dildo, and it's a wonderful beginner piece, although each time I've craved just a little more length. The deeper plunges feel best. It's with that in mind that I started doing my research. Looking around, I found a review that said the Fun Factory Magnum was a good intermediate toy to try, and I ordered it. And unless I read the description wrong, it appeared that it was only about a quarter inch larger around than the Acute, so I clicked and excitedly ordered. When it arrived, I noticed it appeared to be very well made. The length looks longer, and I'm excited to try it, but it does appear to be much girthier than I expected. Did I read the description wrong? That said, I'm still game for trying this. After all, I bought the dang thing. But are there any tips you can provide for when we're jumping up a size? Slow and steady, lots of lube, of course. But is there anything else you could suggest? Thanks for all you do. I was a Nikki Glaser fan before you were on the show. I think she's super cute. And I'm also a regular listener to the Life on the Swing Set podcast and love the show you recently did. Happy pegging. Well, first, I suppose I should tell everyone that in case you didn't see my Facebook posts and in case you missed the last podcast about cross-dressing, yes, indeed, I was on an episode of Comedy Central. It is a cool thing. I think it turned out pretty well, and I'm going to put a link to the clip of it, the uncensored clip of it that includes me. I was only one third of the half-hour show, so of course it doesn't last very long. But I think you'll enjoy it. Yes, that's what his mention was about. And also I'm going to put a link on the Linkorama for the Life on the Swing Set interview. That was so fun to do that. I've been trying to hook up with those guys for quite some time, and we finally did it. So I'm going to put a link to that as well. And now let me see if I can answer your question. Okay, so I checked the measurements, and the Tantus Acute does not have a real pronounced head on it, and it's 5 inches long, and it is 1.25 inches in diameter. So the measurements on the Fun Factory Magnum are 7 inches insertable, which is going to give you a very nice extra 2 inches, but also it has a very pronounced head, and that what would normally on a real penis be the coronal ridge, that's actually 1.625 inches. And then the shaft of it is 1.5 inches. So what you've done is you've jumped up 3/8 of an inch to get past the head of the dildo. That's why it probably looks a little intimidating. And if you have tried anything by now, it probably feels a little intimidating. So hints for jumping up a size. Absolutely, I have hints. One of the things that works pretty well is if you're used to using fingers, gloved or not, just put fingers in there and press forward with the fingers and try and loosen it up that way. And what I mean by that is, you know, incrementally, gradually, start off with one finger. You probably are way past that if you've been pegging with the acute, and then put two fingers in, and then put three fingers in. The way that fingers come together when you're putting three fingers in are such that it's narrower at the tips of the fingers, and then it widens out at the base because all your fingers won't fit perfectly together. So what this does is it stretches those sphincters, and you can even try and put four in depending on how big your partner's hands are and fingers. So that is one way. Another way is to slip thumbs in and then stretch a little bit in an outward direction. So basically you're slipping your thumbs into the anus and then pulling out. That can sometimes be more comfortable than trying to push something in. And what I mean by pulling out, I mean pull outwards, as if you are trying to stick your fingers into a hole and widen it. So all of this, of course, needs to be done slowly with lube and that kind of thing. But what you're really doing here is you are stretching that inner sphincter. And so there might be a little bit of pain now and again. And whenever that pain starts to happen, then you back off a little bit and you wait. And then you try it a little further. And sometimes it takes a few sessions. It may not all happen at the same night or session or whatever time of day you have your ass play. But it might take a couple of times. Try the trick with the thumbs. You can even put fingers in there and try and pull apart a little bit very gently. Try the finger trick, pushing those in three at a time, four maybe. And slowly but surely, you will end up being able to fit that toy in there. Now, when you can fit maybe three, almost four fingers in, see, I don't know how big your partner's hands are, that's when you want to try the toy. And if you can just be really, really patient with that toy and just sit there with a little bit of pressure against it, it's a balance. This is where you two need to communicate, because if you were sticking it in your own ass, you'd know how hard you could stick it in there before you need to back off and wait for that sphincter to relax. So talk with her while she's doing it, reach that balance point, and just sit there and relax. There'll be a little bit of forward push against it just because you are trying to open up that sphincter, but not a lot because you don't want to force it. And if you wait long enough, yeah, it'll open up, absolutely. But I suggest doing a little bit of warm-up and stretching a little bit with the fingers and the thumbs and that kind of thing. You can certainly buy, if you want to, a set of graduated butt plugs, but fingers work great, people. Just remember to use a lot of lube and try and relax. Okay, and let us know how it goes. Absolutely, let us know how it goes. Have fun with that new toy. Alrighty, and the next letter. It's been some time since podcast number 54, and like I mentioned on my recent Reddit post, the spare parts Sasha couture harness has worked wonderfully for us. It fits my wife comfortably, holds the dildo in solid position, and it has the perfect feminine touch to it. As far as the other suggestion you made on pleasure options for her, she asked that we move away from the idea of her gaining any physical satisfaction from pegging and focus the attention on me, the receiver. I also want to mention that my wife and I learned a great deal of excellent information from your website. My wife now understands why pegging is so important to me. I learned why she was, and still is to an extent, uneasy with the idea and act of pegging. But with open communication, we discussed both these issues and made it work for us. She and I both discovered through your site the importance of scheduling it on a regular basis. Yay! We've scheduled it regularly for the last few months, and it has worked out great. We are so appreciative of the work you do, as I now get to have my desires met regularly and sometimes spontaneously outside of our schedule. Ooh! And of course, I take care of her desires as well. It's a lot easier balancing the sex life when things are scheduled, especially with other priorities in the mix, like work schedules and family life. For all the great information you have on your site, podcast, etc., we, along with many others out there, are very grateful. Now, down to the reason I'm writing this time around. We currently use Vixen Creations Leo with our Sasha harness for our sessions. This toy has been phenomenal for our more commonly used positions like missionary, her standing bedside while I'm on my back, and while I'm on top riding her. This toy hits all the right spots and fills me up perfectly in these positions. However, any position where I receive it from behind, like doggy style on the bed, or standing bent over, we have a bit of trouble. She's about 7 inches shorter than I am, and I also have a bubble butt. The Leo works great in other positions due to the physical dynamics associated with them. However, we have trouble keeping the Leo inside me when I take it from behind unless I stay low with legs spread very wide apart while doggying, or she stands on something behind me so she is slightly taller to level out the dildo with my ass. Our thought is possibly to add a new toy to the mix for when I want to take it from behind. I've been searching for a silicone dildo with a similar style to the Leo, but with an insertable length maybe of 8 inches that works to compensate for our height difference and my bubble butt in order to keep the dildo inside me while we go at it. I enjoy the Leo's filling girth, although I wish the head was slightly slimmer or softer at times, but foreplay and more lube usually helps with that. I'm trying to keep the possible options to ones that aren't too realistic in appearance to keep my wife from feeling uncomfortable. The Leo works because it's purple and does not have balls. If we need to bend a little on these requirements, my wife and I would talk it over if the appearance can't be something other than realistic. Is there any dildo you recommend that fits my needs in this situation? I know that maybe turning the Leo to curve it downward may help, but I also think variety is good and would like another dildo to choose from, too. Sorry about the lengthy email. I really value your insight into this. You're the best, Ruby. Well, thank you for that compliment. Okay, so in researching this, holy crap, here is an aside, okay? There are very few websites out there that sell dildos, that organize them in a very cohesive and logical manner according to, hello, the size. There's only one website that I know that sells all kinds of toys. It's a very big website. It's called EdenFantasies.com. And they actually have a measurement thing that, you know, kind of like a slider. I want one this big and this big around, that kind of thing. The thing that's really irritating is when you come to a website and they've got just like 33 dildos, right? Those pictures of those dildos are not realistic in terms of comparison to each other. In other words, you can have a really big dildo and there's a small picture of it, right? You can have a really small one and there's a big picture of it. So your perspective is skewed. It's just really infuriating. So the only thing you are left to do is to click into each fucking one. Yeah, I'm a little irritated. Come on, people. When you buy dildos, you buy them according to size. That's what you do. That's what you're looking for. That's the very first thing you're looking for. Now, in other cases, you're also looking for other things, like this lovely letter I have. You're also looking for unrealistic. Awesome. And you're looking for something that can fit into a harness that's used for strap-on play. Beautiful. Anyway, I did a lot of research and tried to find you exactly the right thing. What you've got with the Leo is you have got 6.5 inches of insertable. So I can see why you would want, because there's different measurements with dildos, and that's where you got to be careful. It can say, yeah, it's 7 inches long. Well, technically, that's right. You lay the dildo down, you go from the tip to the very base, and it's 7 inches long. But only 6.5 inches of that is going to go inside your ass, right? Now, you've got the bubble butt. Totally different situation. You definitely need something longer, and you're compensating for that. Plus the fact that she is shorter and... yeah, I totally get that. You want something longer so that you've got some play. So I did find one dildo. I swear to God, this is a different thing to go looking for because most dildos, when they get up to 8 inches long, are actually realistic. I don't know why. Maybe the people that like the really long, really big ones are realistic seekers of dildos. They want them to look like real dicks. But... also, one of the difficulties in searching for this, which you may have encountered if you did any of your own searching, is that if you get an 8-inch long dildo, they're going to assume that you want something pretty wide. So I did find one that is 8 inches long and actually has an insertable length of 7.5 inches. So that gives you another inch. That should be enough for her not to fall out. Half an inch really wouldn't do it. I wouldn't try that if you're going to go to the expense of buying a brand new toy. So this is a different brand. This is a brand I've never heard of, but talk about unrealistic. It's pretty darn cool. These are dildos made by a company called Khaleesi Toys. Oh, wonder where we got that name from, Game of Thrones people. Anyway, these are what they call hand-poured, and they have an appearance of like a white underneath and then colors dripping down the sides. So you do have four or five different colors to choose from. But the model that I found was called Mr. Smooth. Mr. Smooth is harness compatible. Mr. Smooth is 8 inches long. And Mr. Smooth is only 1.5 inches wide on the shaft. Now, you are going to have to deal with a pronounced head. So you're going to have the same situation as you do with the Leo, where getting that pronounced head in may be a little tough, because I heard you express that sometimes you were sort of wishing it was a little bit easier and softer. And this is not going to be like a dual density toy, a soft one. This is going to be probably approximately the same rigidity, if you will, the same firmness is a better term, as your Leo. But yeah, Khaleesi Toys, Khaleesi, and look up Mr. Smooth and see what you think, because really, as soon as you start getting really particular about trying to find something like this and you get into the bigger toys, it's really frustrating because you start getting into the bad toys. And what I mean by that is the Doc Johnsons and the, you know, PVCs and the rubber and the blah, right? This one is platinum cured silicone. So tell me what you think if you get one and use it. And I totally support you filling up your toy box. That is the coolest thing ever, is to go, oh, shall we play with the Khaleesi toy tonight or Leo? Right? It could be like a whole new little name-dropping cool thing you do when you have some fun and get your spontaneous pegging sessions. Which, by the way, I'm thrilled that the scheduling works for you. It usually does work for couples. And it's also really heartening and lovely to hear that every once in a while you get the spontaneous one too. Because that makes things fun and less predictable, doesn't it? But just to know that you're going to get nailed once in a while, oh yeah. But you are a happy man. So, it is pegging celebration time! First of all, I have to say you are even more gorgeous than I pictured you being. Oh, that's sweet. Only a month ago, I'd all but given up by being penetrated by anyone other than myself. I wrote to you recently how my wife has began allowing me to put in a butt plug during sex, which was way better than no ass play at all, but still left me longing for more. I wanted her to fuck me. Last week, on my birthday, I had the best sex ever. First, she told me to close my eyes and relax as she pulled down my pants. I expected to feel her mouth on me. What I did not expect was her lubed finger to circle my asshole and slowly push inside. The bigger surprise came shortly after. She had me get on all fours. We don't own a strap-on, and I don't think she even knows what pegging is. So I was nervous, curious, and hornier than I've ever been. I felt a familiar, firm, but pliable object push into my ass. Looking in the mirror, I saw her holding our dildo at her crotch as she shoved it into me with a thrusting motion. After about 5 minutes, I came with no penis stimulation at all. After I gained back feeling in my legs, I tried to go down on her to return the favor, but she said, "No, tonight is about you." Thank you for giving me the courage to explore my most intimate desires with my partner. Best wishes. Well, happy birthday to you, sir. Wow, how fun for you. Now it sounds like you guys are going to be shopping for a harness. What a delightful surprise. Wow. I'm so thrilled that it was a special day. It was a special thing she did for you. And then even better, to do the "no, tonight's about you." That is just, That is GGG, is what that is. Good giving and game. That is a woman who recognizes that there are times when it can be all about you, just like there are times when it can be all about her. So congratulations on reaching the pegging milestone. Go shopping for that harness and go for it, dude. Yay. Next letter. Ruby, let me start off by simply saying thank you. My boyfriend and I enjoy engaging in pegging. When he first told me it was something he had enjoyed once before with his partner, I was intrigued. I never thought of myself as the dominant type, but as time went on in our relationship, I became more curious and asked him if he would be interested in exploring this with me. He eagerly agreed and was so encouraging and amazing through the awkward attempts to fuck him in the beginning. I tried my best, but it took some time, as you said in your podcast, is a brand new feeling. It became a part of our sexual treasure chest, as you call it, and that was about it. One night, while I was fucking him, I broke a piece of my strap-on, and we had the idea to slip my strapless strap-on inside me. Okay, this next sentence, I've read it 3 or 4 different times, and I can't quite figure out what you're trying to say, but I'm just going to read it and try and puzzle it out. One night, while I was fucking him, I broke a piece of my strap-on, and we had the idea to slip my strapless strap-on inside me and thought the rubber ring to hold my dick in place. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Once we did this, our dynamic changed completely. Feeling the vibration inside me while I was fucking him was amazing. We began to do this more and more often. I was getting the hang of things and even coming multiple times with a strap-on inside me as well. It was amazing. Enjoying each other this way has brought us so much closer together and helped us both get over some of our insecurities with relationships. I see more and more of his walls come down every time I fuck him, and he feels accepted and loved with no judgments. He is so beautiful, and I'm so lucky he has shared this with me. Sure, it's hot and sexy, but it's so much more than that. It allows me to make love to him and comfort him when he needs it, just like he does for me. It has brought our relationship to a completely new level of intimacy. He came across your podcast recently and sent it to me, and I've been hooked. You are doing an amazing thing here. Keep it up. Pegging not only strengthened our relationship, but gave me more confidence outside the bedroom as well, in many things, including work. It has allowed me to unleash a side of myself I never knew I had. I will definitely be tuning in regularly and playing catch-up in the in-between. Thank you, Ruby. Women and men need a voice like you. Oh, you guys are being so sweet today. So this is one of the sentences that just totally warmed my heart. I see more and more of his walls come down every time I fuck him, and he feels accepted and loved with no judgments. If I were to encapsulate pegging into one sentence that describes the emotional side of what this can be for men, that would be it. That would totally be it. That's the thing. That's why it can be so special. Don't we all want to feel accepted and loved with no judgments? Don't we all want to be just open with those walls down every time and know that the person you're with loves you exactly the way you are with those walls down? Ah, that's so lovely. It's so beautiful and so special. I'm really happy for you. Now, while I got confused with the sentences there, I'm pretty sure what you meant is you just used your double-sided dildo and you had part of it inside you and it just changed everything completely. So I'm not sure how you kept it in. Maybe you're one of those special women that can hold it in without it, or maybe there's something about the strap-on that still holds it in. Nonetheless, I would have to agree that fucking with part of the strap-on inside you is really quite an amazing feeling. It is. You get that feedback, that tactile feedback, and if you have one that has a vibe on it, yeah, absolutely. It's an amazing feeling. You can actually, if you really tune in, feel when you do the initial penetration, when it clears the sphincter. You can feel when he gets excited to start squeezing down harder on it. There's so many more things you can feel because part of it is attached inside of you. So, wow. Thank you for this letter. It is so beautifully descriptive of a wonderful pegging journey, and I am happy to be here with all this information for you about pegging. Glad you found me. Enjoy the podcasts, and thanks for writing in. Now I'd like to read you a letter that a couple that we have told her story a little bit here on the podcast before, and the salient points, the most important points, is that this is an African-American man, and he expressed quite eloquently how it's such a forbidden taboo thing amongst other African-American men and in the community. So it was a huge hurdle for him to get over to ask his partner to do this. This is the letter that he wrote her. I asked him if he would share it with me and if we could share it on the podcast. To the woman I love, for the longest time I've been trying to find the courage to send you this email. There are many couples who will never tell each other of their sexual fantasies because they may be too embarrassed or worried about being judged, and that is in no way how I want our life together to be. I want us to have a marriage with completely open lines of communication and a willingness to try new things. We should be able to share our fantasies and to ask for the things that we want without shame or fear. I have constantly wondered about the things that you may want to try in the bedroom, but have yet to ask me for. I really hope that one day you will share all of your fantasies with me, because I want to do the things that you desire. I love you, I want to please you, and I want to be the one to help you fulfill all of your fantasies. I have been trying to figure out a way to share with you one of the sexual fantasies that I have. It has taken a lot for me to finally send you this, but if you would rather not know any more, then please stop reading now. I have a number of fantasies that I one day hope to explore with you, but there was one that I did not believe I could or should share because of what I thought you might say. Ultimately, I didn't want us to be a couple that were too afraid to be open and honest about our desires. I didn't want us growing older and growing apart, and that is why I am now sending you this. The fantasy I am speaking of involves prostate massage and pegging. During some of the times that we have made love and you've touched my buttock and the area around my anus, it has felt extremely good, and you will always leave me wanting for more. I've done some research online and found that there are thousands of nerve endings in and around the anus, which can make touch extremely pleasurable. I read that the prostate gland is referred to as the male G-spot, and men can achieve orgasm through the stimulation of it alone, orgasms which can be many times more powerful than ones through stimulation of just the penis. Massage of the prostate may also help prevent the development of certain prostate and colon rectal problems. It can increase the circulation of blood to the prostate gland, can lessen the tension of the muscles in the colon and prostate area, and can aid in the draining of excess seminal fluid. I have not been able to tell you about these things before because I didn't want you to think that I was weird. I'm interested in anal stimulation with you and only with you, and I'm interested in exploring whatever else it is that brings you and I pleasure as a couple. Offline, I have seen pictures of women wearing strap-ons, and the thought of you wearing a sexy piece of lingerie, a pair of heels, and a strap-on harness around your waist would be very erotic, exciting, and unbelievably sexy to me. Many of the times that we visited an adult store together, I secretly hoped that you would want to look at some of their anal toys with me. I know you do not personally enjoy anal, so receiving it yourself is not at all a requirement. I read on a number of websites that pegging can actually increase intimacy and create a deepening of the relationship. We can both learn what it feels like to have sex from the other side of penetration. I have fantasized about letting go and being pleasured and letting you take the lead, and I want you to feel assertive, powerful, and in control. I think the fact that this could happen with you is what excites me the most. I never could have or would have thought of wanting to try these things with any women from my past. Something like this could only happen with you, because I love you and trust in you so completely that I am able to open up this much of myself to you. It took a lot for me to tell you these things. This is me at my most defenseless, so I am hoping that you will not be upset with me for what I have said in this letter. If you have read this and actually want to know more, then the link below leads you to a really amazing and informative podcast that I've found. If you are in no way interested in this fantasy, then I will accept that, and it will remain as just a fantasy. I love you, and I can accept that this may not be something for you, but I hope that you will at least be open to the possibility of exploring this. And then he put the link of the podcast that I have, number 112 for the ladies. That is a beautiful letter. It is so well stated. It is so from the heart. And yes, it is quite defenseless. It is quite vulnerable. And so, I don't know, from my perspective, it is thrillingly vulnerable. When a man is able to be that vulnerable and trust in his partner so much that he can open up that much and share with her, ooh, that is such a sexy thing. It is such a heartwarming, doesn't even begin to cover it. It's thrilling. It really is. Because to believe in that depth, to believe in that trust is amazing. And quite frankly, I get confused with some of the stories. I know that this couple has done some anal play. I'm not sure if they've done pegging. I think they have. But they're, all of you write in, and sometimes you write in again and tell me more of your story. And sometimes it's hard to keep track. So I'm pretty sure this couple has done pegging already, but I definitely wanted to read you that letter. Hope you all enjoyed it. And thank you so much, sir, for sending that in and allowing us to hear it, allowing me to share it. Okay, here's the next one. Hi, I'm the guy from podcast number 130 with the lubed hand. Thank you for including me in the podcast. I forgot some details in my last letter. I'm in my 20s, go to university, and live with my parents. I cannot really put a lubed towel in the family laundry bag without my parents questioning me, and I don't want to hide it until I have a chance to wash it. My parents are, well, parents, and I don't want to talk about anal masturbation with them. I also only do it in my bed, so I have to place my dildo on the wall and have to adjust to my height only when I'm more advanced in my session, if I can say so, and I don't want a hand-shaped lube spot on my bed. For the moment, I use only paper tissues, a lot of them, and throw the bag directly outside the next morning when I go to my class. So now I realize my first question was a little bit silly and should have included those details the first time. Hope this clarifies my situation, and I hope you'll find a solution to this. Wow. Well, you know what this sounds like? It sounds like you're trying to find so many different ways to hide what you do. Now, I'm quite clear that you don't want to talk about anal masturbation with your parents. Nobody wants to talk about anal masturbation with their parents. However, a lot of guys use lube to masturbate, right? And hopefully your parents are people who can understand if you masturbate. I mean, if you jerk off, well, okay, if you jerk off, where does the cum go? Does it go in a towel? Does it go, where does it go? Okay, so I have to say, I thought it was a little strange that your parents would actually question you if you put a lubed towel in the family laundry bag. I just kind of do laundry. I don't look at the laundry and go, what the hell is this? But at the same time, you masturbate, you jerk off. Every healthy young man does. It's good for him. It's good for his body. It's an awesome thing. It's natural. You're expected to do it. It's all totally fine. So unless you're trying to pretend that you don't masturbate, why can't you just say it's about masturbation? Why can't you just take that towel, put your hand on it, and that way you've got that clean hand, it doesn't mess anything up, and yeah. Otherwise, I really don't have a solution, and I'm so sorry. I think that take a deep breath and just throw it in the laundry, and if they question you, say, yeah, I was jerking off, I like to use lube. And maybe they're not that kind of parents. I hope that they're accepting enough to hear that. Doesn't mean you have to wave the toy at them and say, yes, I use lube and put this in my ass because, you know, that's inappropriate. Of course it is. So that's my suggestion. I'm not sure if it will help. And let me know if that makes any difference at all, because otherwise I just really don't have a solution for you. When you put lube places, then sometimes it gets a little messy and you got to use things to get the lube off, to clean it up. So there you go. Thank you for writing back. Hopefully this helps. Alrighty, this was a message I got on my Pegging Paradise article about new prostate toys, the Hugo and the Loki, which are made by Lilo. And I asked this man what he loves so much about the Hugo because he bought it. I love that I could put it in, then put my underwear back on, get dressed, and go somewhere in public. The little remote control allows me to change the settings, turn it on and off, all while fully dressed. Tight underwear is a must to help hold it in. I take some Claritin Allergy Plus Sinus first, which does two things. First, it makes me impotent, soft and tiny, for 12 or so hours. And second, it stimulates my prostate and enhances my prostate orgasms. That way, with Hugo, there are no erections to worry about in public. Hugo gives a nice, aggressive stimulation. Not as good for prostate milking as an Enjoy Pure Wand, but then the Enjoy Pure Wand is the ultimate milking tool. This is someone I ran across on my forums who had some interesting things to say about using the Claritin Allergy Plus Sinus to induce impotence in terms of erectile dysfunction, just not being able to get a hard on, right? But because of that, puts all kinds of emphasis on the anal stimulation. Because I know there's guys out there who talk about, okay, when you're fucking me or when I've got something in my ass, it's like, don't touch my dick because it's distracting. And I really want to just enjoy the sensations of what's in my butt, right? And so just leave my dick alone. And there are other men who just can't keep their hands off of it. And so it has been actually described as something that can compete, so to speak. So you got these wonderful sensations in your ass, right? And instead of being able to tune into it, all of a sudden you start stroking your dick and sure, you come and it's amazing and you come harder than you ever have, but it's not actually allowing the sensations in the prostate to get to the point where they could be if you didn't touch your dick. So this guy has it down. And this guy is the same one who wrote in with the cross-dressing story. And he mentioned it was about Aunt Linda. And there was a prescription medication, I guess, that she gave him. And he has found since then the over-the-counter alternative. So, yeah, amazing story. I love it. And thanks for that feedback on the Hugo. Had no idea it was something that you could actually wear out in public. But, you know, with a remote, many things are possible. And when you can't get a hard-on, even more things are possible with butt plugs, right? Thanks for writing in with that information. Appreciate it. Okay, and here we go again. Guess what time it is? Pegging celebration time! Been a high-profile person in your pegging paradise, but I have been learning a lot from it. I've taken it very slow and gotten used to things by practicing. I bought a graduated series of butt plugs. Can't we come up with a better word for these things? And did a lot of work on my own before I approached my partner. We are both in our early 50s, but fit and sort of ravenously sexual. But in recent years, the routine, pleasant though it is, has gotten stabilized into predictability. I don't want to make it sound as if this is a bad thing. Our sex is fun and visceral. But once I saw a Tumblr blog dedicated to strap-on sex, I had that deep, almost agonizing sense of arousal. You know the kind of arousal that is so strong it's almost embarrassing, as if you feel you might start to squirm involuntarily and feel like people must be able to see it in you some way. It was like being 14 and stumbling onto a Penthouse magazine or something. At first, I didn't know what to do. I found myself masturbating wearing a pair of my sweetie's silk panties and imagining being fucked. I also started shaving everything down in that area which my sweetie really liked. I'd never really fantasized about role reversal that way before, but it just made me tremble. Finally, I did approach my partner about it. I was worried that I wasn't attractive in that way and thought she would not find that part of my body sexy. But reading your blog gave me the impression that lots of women do find men attractive in that position, displayed in that way, I guess. Anyway, my partner was surprisingly enthusiastic about the idea, and picked out a field dough she especially liked almost immediately. Finally, this weekend, the time seemed right. I had a feeling it was going to happen, so I got things all ready, internally, that is. I used the bulb to wash things out. Then this evening, she came into our room wearing the field dough with a little specialized harness. It was poking out from a sweet little purple slip, and she had a wild smile on her face. She pushed my head onto the field dough next, and I was losing my mind. In my slightly wrung-out state, I can't think of a better way to say it other than to say it was very real. She started by having me stand with my legs far apart and me leaning over the bed. She really loosened me up with lots of lube on her fingers. Then I could feel the head of her cock at my opening. This is where my practice with the butt plugs, parentheses, pleasure pegs, really paid off. I remember her saying, "Oh," and I asked if something was wrong, and she said, "No, it just slipped right in. I'm surprised." "I didn't know you'd be such a good slut," she added, I think with a little smile. I couldn't see her, but I could hear the smile. This was both cute and hot. We both kind of liked the reclaimed version of the word slut, and had talked about how part of my fantasy was getting to feel like a slutty girl. Nice long strokes, balls deep, then out, then in, so sweet. And I remained pretty hard, which was a nice bonus, dripping pre-cum the whole bit. Then, just like I'd asked her, she flipped me on my back and pushed my legs back and pinned my hands. So intimate, so intense. I was just flat out getting fucked. I almost came hands-free, but she only had to nudge me a bit at the end to touch off a mind-melting orgasm. Oh my God, I came for like a minute straight. I think there really is something to this idea that most men should have this experience. It changes the way I experience sex when I'm doing the fucking, but in really intangible ways. It's more than just knowing what it is like to be penetrated. My sweetie was positively gleeful, and today we keep looking at each other and almost bursting into laughter like we have a hilarious secret. I don't think I am even a member of your site, but I have read and listened to much of it. I don't think we would have had such a lovely time if it weren't for you, so I just wanted to thank you for helping make it happen. Wow, well told, sir, well told. Okay, can we come up with a better word for butt plugs? Yes, I think we can. How about anal accoutrement? I see you went for the alliterative version as well with pleasure pegs. I like anal accoutrement, although that can be a whole bunch of different things to stimulate your anal area with. You did such a good job preparing yourself and figuring out what you like and stretching and getting used to the feeling ahead of time. Totally awesome. I would recommend that to all men who are planning on getting pegged. Don't get freaked out by this whole, okay, if I play with my own ass, then maybe that makes me a little bit more gay. Just play with your body and explore it and have fun. This was such a successful way to do it because, yes, she bent you over and it paid off. You had done practice. You could take it. It wasn't your first time. You weren't freaking out. You weren't clenching up. You were all about the pleasure. Oh, I love that part of the story, that you discovered your own body first and you practiced. Totally awesome. Excellent job doing that. I particularly liked your description of that feeling of being so turned on by something and so aroused and in such a different state that you feel like everyone around you can look at you and they know. And that it was like being 14 and finding a Penthouse magazine. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. You also expressed really perfectly how you have some back off asking her about this because it's like, it's my asshole. You know, is she going to actually find this fun to play with? A lot of women do. Absolutely. Few women don't. So awesome that she does. Awesome that she was enthusiastic and just went right out and got a toy. Totally amazing. So I'm thrilled for you. I am absolutely thrilled for you. Thank you for writing in and telling your story. And I got the whole part about she's fucking you with your hands pinned. Oh, a little bit of submission, a little bit of helplessness, a little bit of, ooh, you're taking me and I can't do anything about it. That was pretty hot to hear. That was awesome. And hearing that she was gleeful, oh, good word. Very good word. Happy for you both. Thanks for writing in. Congratulations. And guess what? We have another pegging celebration time. Now, this message came to me as a private message on my Facebook page, and I asked the man if I could share it on the podcast because it's such a great story. Okay, Ruby, love your podcast. I am a 40-year-old male, Hispanic, construction worker, raised a few kids, and been divorced for a few years. My girlfriend of 1 year turned me on to pegging. She asked me one night how I felt about it, and right away I was like, "Are you crazy? No one or nothing is going near my ass." After a few weeks of researching, I brought it up in conversation and told her I would like to give it a try. Wow is all I can say. After the first time I found your podcast, and now, I can't get enough of anal play. Everything you say is exactly how it is. Wanting it more, the orgasm, and so on. I bought a couple Tantus plugs. The rider is just too big, but I can't wait to fill me with it, to experiment with, and the feeling is amazing. We peg every maybe once a month due to her being pregnant. Let me tell you, she looked amazing wearing a strap-on when she wasn't pregnant, and now she is more sexier than ever. Thank you for letting me know how normal this is and what great pleasure it brings. I feel like telling everyone I know, buddies and brothers, that they should let their woman fuck them in the ass, but it just wouldn't go right. Their loss. Thank you so much and can't wait for next time with my beautiful girlfriend. Now, part of the reason I wanted to read this is because this is true not just in the African-American community, but in the Hispanic community as well. This is taboo. This is like the macho guys, man. You don't do this stuff, right? And so good for you for getting past that. That's totally awesome. And just, I love how you described she came to you and you said, "No, man, nothing is going near my ass." I bet you may have even used the phrase. Who knows if you did, but in my mind, I'm thinking you probably said, "No, man, my ass is exit only." You know how many times I've heard that? Oh, my God. Anyway, you got past it. You researched it. Good for you. You researched it. And probably what happened when you researched it is you found all kinds of guys talking about how amazing it was. And you probably found my website. So happy for you, too, that you're having such a good time. A lot of men dream of your situation where the woman is the one who comes and approaches them. So kudos to your girlfriend, too, that she knows about it and she enjoys giving you pleasure that way. So this is, I know that this isn't your first time, but this is sort of an honorary pegging celebration time for you guys because you got there. She said it. You said no first. You researched it. You listened to it. And now you're saying, wow. So yay. And congratulations on the little baby coming. That's the first time I have heard anyone say that she looks beautiful, pregnant, and wearing a strap-on. So that's pretty damn cool. Congratulations again. And thank you for writing that message to me. And guess what? I swear to God, people. Pegging celebration time. Well, it finally happened. We spoke a few times about me being a dom and wanting to get pegged. Yes, it finally happened one night while away on business. I had been chatting a switch up, and we decided to meet. I asked her if she had a strap on, and she said yes, and asked me all the regular questions about being an anal virgin. I had cleaned out well before she arrived, and I played with her for several hours until she was spent. She laid around for a while, and then proceeded to play with my ass, working on some stretching. It was one finger, then a thumb, two fingers, then a small butt plug, a small glass dildo, and some prostate play. And when I started to push back, wanting to be filled, she did so. I took a good-sized strap-on up my ass, buried to the nuts on it, while she was fucking me gently, then faster. And finally, an all-out assault. I had a wand on my cockhead and blew my wad all over the place for the second time in half an hour. After she finished that, she asked me if I wanted to be sounded. She started small, and then I took the biggest rosebud they make, I believe a 12 millimeter. At any rate, I just wanted to share this with you and let you know that I was finally pegged after wanting it for at least 20 years. I am hooked and look forward to the next time. Thanks for your encouragement. So a couple of things just for the people listening who have some questions. He's a dominant man, and when he said he was playing with a switch, that's someone who swings both ways and does submissive and dominant playing with their partners. I don't mean swings both ways in terms of enjoy sex with both genders, which is the typical definition of that, but he is dominant, and many, many times the dominant men may really desire anal play and strap on, but have such a hard time dealing with the whole role reversal thing because there is absolutely an element of vulnerability and penetration. And it kind of goes counter to the thinking of being dominant. I'm trying really hard to sort of work through that idea and convince dominant men that this doesn't mean that they're any less dominant, doesn't mean that they're any less, male, in control, whatever. Yes, you are vulnerable. Yes, you are getting fucked and you are getting penetrated. But that doesn't mean that you are not a dominant male in the bedroom the rest of the time. And I've also said before, you know, you can tie her up on the bed, put a harness on her, put a blindfold on her, and ride her if you want to. But I'm so glad that you finally got fucked. Yay! Glad to hear it. Now, also for the uninitiated, this man spoke about sounding. So what sounding is to take surgical-grade steel and slide it in through the urethra and into the penis. Swear to God. Some people love this. Apparently this man really took to it and enjoyed it. So that's what he was talking about the sounding thing. But you have wanted this for 20 years and you finally got it. Yes. And of course, you're hooked and you look forward to the next time. You are welcome. I was very happy to encourage you. I know we spoke on FetLife a number of times, and so I'm really glad it happened for you. Thanks for writing and letting me know, and thanks for letting me share this on the podcast. Okay, so now I have an announcement to make. And it's a pretty exciting one. I've been working on it for about the last 5 or 6 days. And this is something that I came across in my travels on Facebook. I interact a lot with other sex education people and a whole bunch of people. And I came across the mention of the website called Patreon. Never heard of it. Had no idea what it was like. Turns out Patreon is kind of like a Kickstarter, okay? But as opposed to helping a person raise a large amount of money for a single effort, for a single purpose, okay? This is more like supporting someone's work that they do. So I'm sure you've run across websites before where it says, you know, help support my work, and there are options to actually make it monthly. Well, Patreon took this idea and ran with it, and I have a page there now. And the thing is that if you pledge a certain amount every month, because that's how I decided to do it was monthly, then there are rewards that you get. And also, you will have access to a patrons only activity feed. You're going to get all my podcasts a day early. They're going to stream directly from that website. And I'm really excited about it because here's why. I get so many letters. I get so many people wanting the advice. I mean, you hear it in all of the letters that I got today, and so many of them talking about how much information they got and how much they appreciate the information that I put out there. I love putting this information out there. This is my bliss. This is my passion. I have found my niche and I am solidly in it, and I am happy to do this. And I need to pay my bills. So what I've been doing is kind of straddling two careers and trying to make the Ruby Writer thing work. Now, you guys have suffered a little bit because I haven't been doing the weekly podcast weekly for a while. I try, and then I get behind because life interferes, because I have to pay bills, I have to work, I have to do other things. So what I'm hoping, what I'm really hoping, is that this Patreon thing will help me know that I am supported by my community because I put something out there that people love and want and need. And if this is of value to you, if this is something that has helped you, consider making a pledge, because you can pledge as little as $1 a month and all of it will help me. All of it will help me, right? Because it'll build up, and before long, I will be able to stop doing my day job and I will be able to do this 100% of the time. Because here's kind of what I've been struggling with. I interact with people, they want a ton of information, and at some point in time, I feel myself inside of myself saying, okay, but I'm not getting anything out of this. I am just sharing all this for free. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. My mantra in life is this. In each and every moment, every single one of us has a choice. We can either contract with fear or we can expand with love, okay? Truly, everybody, this is my mantra. I have told everybody around me this. So that feeling of like, hey, I'm not giving this away for free, that is such a constricted feeling. I don't like it and I don't want it. I want to be able to get all this out there for free. I want to be able to have classes for free. I want to eliminate entirely the whole concept of consultations that are paid with me. And the way that I can do that is to be supported by my community. That's the way that I can do it. So Patreon seems like a brilliant thing because I already have a large audience. I can tell everybody in my audience that this is what I'm doing. And a few other people I know are doing this too. Life on the Swing Set people who I interviewed with very recently. It just aired on May 5th, I think, Cinco de Mayo, if I'm not mistaken. And they have a Patreon page as well. This whole concept of being supported by your community really kind of got started with the Amanda Palmer thing. She is a musician. She's kind of an alternative musician. And basically she did a TED talk talking about asking for what you need and how, let's stop this whole freak out thing about music being stolen, you know, on the internet and this and that. Let's just put it out there for free and ask our fans to support us. So I'm hoping that what I do is valuable enough to all of you listening that you'll consider making a pledge. Here's how you get to where I am on Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. So it's just as simple as patreon.com/RubyWriter. No spaces. Boom, you're there. And that's my page. I will also, of course, have a link in the Linkorama. And I am asking for your support so that I can keep putting this out there, so that I can do my weekly podcasts on a weekly basis, because I know how much you love them, and so that I can do webinars and all kinds of different things. I have plans to do shorts, YouTube shorts, for the questions that people ask me most often, okay? That's one of the first things that's going to happen, but also, you know, that whole weekly podcast thing has been bugging me for a while. I really want to get in the groove and have you know that whatever day it is that it comes out, that's the day you can depend on. Ooh, I'm going to have another podcast to listen to on my way to work or something like that. Because, you know, I did that with Dan Savage's stuff for a while and it was pretty cool. Speaking of Dan Savage, I kind of have to wave this little flag here because I'm really, really proud. I'm really proud. As of a few weeks ago, guess who's following me on Twitter? Haha. Guess who's following me? Fucking Dan Savage. I have arrived, man. Do you know how that felt to find that out? I have no idea how it happened. I do know that he did an interview with the Swing Set crew on one of their landmark podcasts, like number 200 or something. I can't remember what it was, but they asked him to do an interview and he said yes. So he may be following them, and they tweeted a lot about their interview with me. That Swing Set crew's got it down, man. They were interviewing me, and they were live tweeting the process of interviewing me. Wow. You guys got social media down. I admire your level of proficiency. Absolutely. So that may have been where Dan Savage found out about me, but he's following me on Twitter. So yes, I'm fucking stoked, man. I am stoked. For the longest time, I've wanted to be interviewed by Dan Savage, and I've held it up in my mind as an eventuality. It's absolutely going to happen someday. So that has taken me one step much closer to eventually being interviewed by Dan Savage, who is the creator of the word pegging. Sweet. Okay. So, I have one more thing I need to read to you. I put my Patreon page up live. I didn't really announce it yet, and I did do a blog post on it recently. And I know some of you are podcast people, some of you are bloggers, some of you are Facebook. It's really hard to know. What happened was I put it up, and within half an hour, I got a $5 a month pledge. It was really quite affirming that I was going in the right direction. And so I wrote the man and thanked him profusely. And here's what he wrote back. You're more than welcome. Please accept the humble nature of my pledge. Most of my pennies right now are going towards seeing my beloved lady sometime in the very near future. As you can imagine, that is no mean feat with more than 5,000 miles between us. Please know that your generosity in sharing and spreading your knowledge has been invaluable to me over the years. Lest I forget, had I not found your site and learned so much, I may never have met my incredible girlfriend. We often refer to one of her first private messages she ever sent to me. The subject line simply said, pegging. I'll let you in on a wee secret. She often refers to one of our first pegging sessions as the best night ever and one of the most incredible experiences of her life. This almost certainly wouldn't have happened without you. Essentially, I met a best friend and a lover, which all began with an initial conversation about pegging, a conversation fueled by knowledge gleaned from you. Please take a minute to digest that. You do incredible work that has the potential to change lives in such a positive way. I wish you all the best for the future. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Ruby. Oh, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. That was just the sweetest thing to receive and to have him say, take a minute to digest that. So yeah, I want to put it all out there for you guys. I want to give you what is needed to reduce the shame around this, to reduce the taboo around it, to get accurate information out there so that when you decide to do it, you know how to do it, to discover different ways to approach your partner, to interact with your partners and reassure them, to reassure yourself that you're not gay, to reassure yourself if you're the woman that you're not some strange person because you really want to fuck your partner in the ass. Yes. I want to be there for you guys. And I am, but I'm not there as much as I'd like to be. And I want to do that whole expand with love thing and offer it all out there. So that's what's happening right now. Please go to my Patreon page and give what you can. And if you can't give anything, that's totally fine. Please still come and visit my websites, read my stories, read my articles, listen to the podcast, and have a good time and be one of those people who loves pegging. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. With all that passionate talk and almost tears. Yeah, you guys make me feel special. You really do. Okay, there are links on my blog for you to follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_Writer on Facebook. My page keeps getting those likes and I keep getting thrills. I am on Facebook, Ruby Writer's Pegging Paradise. You can subscribe to my blog also on my website. I have the new website happening and there's a drop-down menu, so all these things are back into place. There's also a link to the iTunes thing. I'm working on a drop-down that has links to a whole bunch of different podcast downloader apps. So if you have your favorite one, I know I mentioned last time, if your favorite one doesn't cover it, to please let me know because I can fix that more than likely, unless they don't cover any kind of adult material. But if you have your favorite one, just shoot me an email and let me know what it is. Because what I'd like to do is to have a drop down for the Android people and have a bunch of different podcast downloader app options that you can click on so that it's an easier thing to figure out the whole podcast situation. There will be some links to toys in my Linkorama. And remember, every single time I link to toys on my Linkorama, that you are purchasing through enticeme.com, and it not only guarantees you have the highest quality body safe non-toxic pleasure products, you're also going to be supporting my work at Pegging Paradise. And always, if you buy through enticeme.com, please don't forget to use the coupon code Ruby for 20% off. Call me at 805-500-6544 and tell me anything you want. Or tell me anything you want and send it to me at ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you all very, very much for downloading and listening. You're the best. Happy pegging.